praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year-long crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible. We'll include excerpts from his spoken ministry, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies, you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org. or reach us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program. The Apostle Paul offered two great prayers in Ephesians. The first, in chapter 1, was concerning vision, even revelation, that we would all see the mystery that had been hidden from eternity past, but was now being revealed to the holy apostles and prophets, and also to us. The second prayer, in chapter 3, is a prayer for our experience. Because it's not enough just to see the mystery of God's purpose, we need to enter into the realm where it's worked out and accomplished. These are the two great prayers of the Apostle Paul, and we'll focus today on the prayer for our experience. Dick Taylor has joined us for another life study in Ephesians. Welcome back, Dick. Good to have you as always.
Thank you, Chris. It's really good to be here and to touch these two great prayers.
Yeah, Dick, let's talk about these two prayers. We've already, you know, spent some time in the past on the prayer in chapter 1, where he prayed in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Of course, he goes on to develop that in the next verses and in chapter 2. But how would you compare that prayer with the one we're going to get into today in chapter 3?
Like you said, Chris, the first prayer is for revelation. The second prayer is for experience. And the prayer we're getting into today, the emphasis is related to our inner man, related to being strengthened by the Spirit into our inner man, so that we could be people who genuinely receive the revelation and also could be those who are filled unto all the fullness of God. So in chapter 1, we may see the revelation, and we need that prayer, but in chapter 3, we need the experience that we could actually become the fullness of God for the fulfillment of his desire, which is to be expressed in his people. So we need this prayer very much. May we all be strengthened into the inner man, even as we listen to this broadcast.
Well, Dick, let's take a look at this second prayer. It's, as we've mentioned now, in chapter 3. Paul prays this way, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith." And with that background, let's join Witness Lee for our first portion of his fellowship today.
For this cause, in this chapter, we have to find out what is this cause. The cause is hidden there. Paul gives us himself as a pattern. He has received the revelation concerning God's economy, God's dispensation, that is, to dispense God himself into God's chosen ones, that these chosen ones may become the enlargement, the expansion of Christ for God's full expression. Paul has seen this. Then Paul became the sent one, sent by God with such a revelation to fulfill such a purpose, right? We all have to consider Paul not only as an apostle, but also a prophet. So Paul was sent, and Paul spoke for God just to minister the unsearchable riches of Christ to others, that all others may have the same revelation, all the others also may be sent, and also may become God's spokesman to minister the same unsearchable riches of Christ to others. In other words, Paul was producing sent ones and prophets, and for this purpose, he suffered the imprisonment. This is the cause. Have you seen this cause? When I came to this country, I came with such a spirit. I came with a revelation. What I've been doing and still I'm doing here is to make you all apostles and prophets.
Amen.
I'm a little follower. Amen. And who are you? You are also the following apostles and prophets.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, what a privilege. Oh, what a glory. And what a mercy and grace.
Well, Dick, most likely we'll never be what others would consider great apostles or prophets, but we can all be in this same cause, can't we? We can all be, in principle, in a sense, the apostles and prophets of this same vision and revelation.
Absolutely.
Pick that up and develop it a little bit.
Well, like our brother Paul, he even didn't consider himself much of anything.
Right.
He was even following others. But by his receiving the revelation, by his being constituted with Christ, he was a person who was a sent one and also a person who was speaking forth God and speaking God into people, ministering the unsearchable riches of Christ into people, and producing them to be the same thing. So like our brother mentioned at the end, what a mercy, what a privilege, what a grace that all of us could be little followers, little apostles and prophets. I hope everybody's listening to this. You are a little apostle and a little prophet. Sometimes we put apostles and prophets so far up in the air that it's not even reachable. But if you see God's economy, all of us must see the revelation of his heart's desire and his desire to expand himself.
Right.
So we must see this, and we must be filled with him, and we must speak him into others, producing many other little apostles and prophets who do the same thing. God's economy is the dispensing of himself to expand Christ all over this earth. What's needed? Many apostles and prophets. Not just big ones, but many, many thousands of little ones. Praise the Lord. What a privilege, what a mercy, what a grace that all of us who are listening to this program, including Chris and I who are helping with this program, we could all be little apostles and prophets having the revelation of God's economy and dispensing and ministering the unsearchable riches of Christ everywhere we go to produce many more apostles and prophets for the carrying out of God's economy, the producing of the body of Christ for his expression.
You know, he brought out in one of the earlier programs, Witness Lee did, that there's been ongoing through the centuries this debate about apostles and whether there were just the 12 or whether there was a continuation of the apostolic ministry. But I think even the fact that there is a question about that, and we're really not attempting to answer that question at all today,
mm-hmm.
but it has that somewhat contributed to putting people asleep, so to speak, because it is they take comfort in the fact that, well, there are no more apostles, and so therefore this doesn't apply to me. But in principle, whether we're really solving that theological mystery today, but in principle, Paul is really quite earnest here, isn't it? It says, for this cause he's on his knees, for this cause he was a prisoner. Paul was really trying to bring all of the believers into this understanding and appreciation, wasn't he?
That's right. He was a prisoner for this cause. And it's true, Chris, none of us can be asleep. If we really see the real scene, according to the Word and through the book of Ephesians, we realize we're all little apostles and little prophets. There are not just a few giants, and the rest of us go to sleep. May the Lord have all the members of his body activated to be the little followers, the little apostles, the little prophets, dispensing Christ everywhere for the building up of his body.
Well, Dick, in this coming portion, we want to really dig into this prayer now to see what really was Paul consumed with specifically in his prayer. For this cause, he said, I bow my knees. He really meant business on
Amen.
These points, didn't he?
He surely did.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
For this cause, I bow my knees. I bow my knees unto the Father. That He would grant you to be strengthened. This is the topic of His prayer. It is different from the first prayer in chapter 1. That is the prayer for revelation. But here, the prayer is for experience. Just to see the revelation is not adequate. We must have the experience of what we see. Listen, Paul, in this one verse, used four modifiers, modifying how to be strengthened. Number one, to be strengthened according to the riches of His glory. For us to be strengthened, there is a purpose. And the purpose is to express God. So, he prayed for these according to the riches of God's expression. The number two, with power. This is the inward power. The power that has raised up Christ from the dead and uplifted him to the third heavens. Such a power now is working within us. God is going to strengthen us with this power through His Spirit. Another modifier. No doubt, His Spirit is within us. Then the fourth modifier. Into the inner man. We had the human life, right? And our human life is in the soul. But at our regeneration, the Lord Jesus came in. Now, in our spirit, there is life. So our spirit becomes the person. This spirit, regenerated with the divine life, is now our inner man. This is our inner man. When you stay here in the spirit, you got strengthened. When you go out, you got weakened. Could you follow me? We need to be strengthened. We have to be strengthened into the inner man to such an extent nothing can take us away from our inner man.
Dick, this prayer in chapter 3, it's one of those passages in Scripture that you almost have to diagram, like in, I remember, an English class, to really get at it. But he's done that for us here in his presentation. The subject of the prayer clearly is that we would be strengthened, right?
Right.
And then he gives us these four wonderful modifying phrases that all work together to accomplish this strengthening. Let's talk about these four modifiers.
Well, first of all, he says, according to the riches of God's glory. And this indicates that being strengthened is altogether related to God's expression. Why do we need strengthened? We need strengthened for God's expression. And then secondly is with power. And what kind of power is this? This power, if we look at chapter 1, is awesome power.
Yeah.
It's the power that raised Christ from the dead. That seated him at the right hand of God, that subjected all things under his feet, and that gave him to be head over all things to the church. This is awesome power. This is the resurrection power. This is Christ himself as the resurrected one. And then through his Spirit. Well, this is all possible by means of the Spirit. If Christ today were not the life-giving Spirit within us, applying all that God is to us, how could we be strengthened? So it's through His Spirit. Hallelujah. We have to say hallelujah for the Spirit.
Amen.
Because this makes strengthening practical and applicable. And then it's into the inner man, and the inner man is our spirit now having been regenerated, and this means our inner man is our spirit with Christ in it. So our inner man is now Christ living in our spirit. And I love 1 Corinthians 6:17, don't you, Chris? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And 2 Timothy 4:22 says, the Lord be with your spirit.
Right.
So this wonderful Christ today is now with our spirit. Our spirit with Christ in it as the life-giving spirit is our inner man. And Because Christ, as the life-giving Spirit, is now in our spirit, we need to be people who remain in our spirit. Then we can enjoy the strengthening of the Spirit. All these modifiers become applicable when we would just remain in our spirit. Chris, I like to say it this way. We need to stay home so He can make home. Where should our home be? Our home should be Christ in our spirit.
Right.
Then if we stay there, He strengthens us. That strengthening affords a way for Him to make home in all of our heart. So if we would only stay home, then He could make home. So may we be those who practice every day, many times a day, to turn to the Spirit, to remain in the Spirit, so we can enjoy the topic of this prayer, and that is being strengthened. And I appreciate so much that being strengthened into the inner man indicates that we need to be those who pray this prayer. Oh, Father, strengthen me into the inner man. And also we would be those who exercise our spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a muscle. If you don't exercise your bicep for 6 months, eventually it atrophies. There's nothing there. So we need to be strengthened by praying this prayer and by much exercise of the spirit, so that the strongest part of our being is our spirit. And then our entire being can be strengthened into the spirit. And so may we be those who practice in our daily life, not only praying this prayer in Ephesians 3, but also through the day, calling on the Lord's name, telling Him we love Him, praising Him, singing, Lord Jesus, You are wonderful. The more we practice in every way to exercise our spirit, to be one spirit with Him, the more we are strengthened. So we are staying home so that He could make home.
I like how he ended here, Dick. He said, strengthened to such an extent that nothing would remove us from our spirit. Really, if we have eyes to see, this is the strategy that I think God's enemy most often employs. I think we think that, well, his strategy is to try to get us to sin, and no doubt that's true to a degree, but often his strategy is just to move us from being strengthened into the inner man, to take another place of residence, isn't it?
That's true, Chris, and that's why that verse is so critical. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Our greatest sin is not the sin we did. It was leaving Christ in our spirit.
Wow.
We don't want to leave Him. May we remain with Him in our spirit.
Well, Dick, you talked about the next part of the prayer, of course, which is the result of being strengthened and remaining in the inner man, or making home in Christ in our spirit. And that is that He would make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
Through faith. And that's what we want to talk about in our final segment today. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
By being strengthened into your inner man, here Christ may make His home in your heart, then you will receive the revelation. You will receive the revelation concerning Christ and the church. This is the kingdom of God, and this is the hidden mystery. If you don't have the revelation, you're speaking nonsense, speaking vanity. You must see the revelation.
Amen.
Where could we receive such a revelation? In our spirit, in our inner man. We will be fully occupied, fully saturated by and with Christ, because Christ will be able to make His home in our heart. Our heart is a composition of all the three parts of the soul, mind, emotion, and will, plus the leading part of our spirit, conscience. When we got saved, Christ is just so little in our spirit. Christ doesn't have the opportunity to spread Himself in our inner being. But when we are strengthened with the whole being into the inner man, this opens the door for Christ to spread Himself, to spread Himself from our spirit to every inward part, to occupy our mind, emotion, and will. Everywhere He will settle Himself. This is to make home, to make His home in our heart. That means what? To take over every inward part of our inner being, and to possess them, and to saturate them with Himself then you will not only have received revelation, but also you will be filled with Christ. Then, wherever you go, you will be sent one. Whenever you open up your mouth, you will speak Christ. Then you will be the apostles, you will be the prophets.
Dick, as marvelous as the strengthening is, we can't lose and shouldn't lose sight of the goal, the object, the result of that, and that is this spreading that you talked about briefly a moment ago, but I think it'd be good to come back to it, and that is His making His home, not just in our spirit, but really spread out into our heart.
Yeah. It would be a shame if we only had Christ in our spirit. His desire is to fill our entire inner being. And as our brother mentioned, this includes our conscience, our mind, emotion, will. We need to consider how much Christ is in our mind.
Right.
How much Christ is in our emotion and in our will. So the topic of this prayer, the focus of this prayer, is that we would be strengthened into our inner man. We must be those who take care of Christ in our spirit, loving Him, enjoying Him, exercising to be one spirit with Him. Then our entire being is strengthened into the inner man, and Christ is able to spread. And I like these words, don't you, Chris, like saturate,
yeah,
and occupy, and permeate, uh-huh, and soak. And I think everybody who's listening, we all have a resounding, loud amen within us. We want to be soaked with Christ. We want to be saturated with Christ. We want Christ to make home in our hearts. So the key to His making home and the secret is to be strengthened into the inner man. May we be those who practice to live one spirit with the Lord in our spirit, that He could permeate, saturate, occupy, and fill our entire being with Himself. What a joy, what a privilege that we could be those who are filled with Christ. Then what's the result? We're all little apostles and little prophets to do what? Spread Christ everywhere for the sake of His economy.
This is really the sequence that Paul was describing about his own experience, wasn't it? Of course, he was imprisoned, but as a prisoner, he received the revelation that he passed on in chapter 1, chapter 2, but he went on,
amen,
to be, what, drawn into the experience of the riches of Christ,
amen,
to such an extent that he got saturated and permeated, and that made him the steward, the dispenser, eventually even the minister of Christ into others.
Amen.
And we just want to follow this pattern. It's simple.
We surely do. May we spread the unsearchable riches of Christ everywhere by being strengthened into our inner man and letting Christ build His home in our hearts.
Always a joy, a pleasure, and a delight to have you in our studio and to have our fellowship together over these portions in the Life Study Messages. As always, Dick, thank you, and come back again.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we hope you're enjoying these programs. We really do wish you would contact us about getting the printed Life Study material. The 3-volume set of Ephesians, I guarantee, would be a treasure that you will not only enjoy yourself, but want to pass on to others and share with your friends and family members, anyone you know that loves the Word of God and loves the Lord Jesus. If you'd like to find out about getting these volumes, just call us toll-free, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY, 888-543-3788. Or you can write to us at Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814, or send email to radio@lsm.org. For Dick Taylor, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. Living Stream Ministry is dedicated to the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China during the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Watchman Nee sent Witness Lee to carry out this ministry in Taiwan. Later, the Lord led him to the United States and eventually to the rest of the world, before he went to be with the Lord in 1997. Living Stream Ministry now has hundreds of titles by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee available in English, plus many in more than 50 other languages. To find out more about Living Stream and all that we offer, visit our website, lsm.org. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-543-3788. or email us, radio@lsm.org. Thanks for listening.
What is the church?
The church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. The body of Christ is not an organization, but an organism, constituted of all the regenerated believers for the expression and activities of the head. The body of Christ is the issue of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ, who has come into the church. By means of the ascended Christ's heavenly transmission, we are made one with him, and thus his body is produced. Scripture, Ephesians 1:23, and commentary from the New Testament Recovery Version published by Living Stream Ministry. For more information, visit lsm.org.